Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, May 15th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continued his tour of Europe yesterday, meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin before traveling to Paris to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. Zelensky secured a significant military boost on his visit to Berlin on Saturday, with the German government announcing an additional 2.7 billion euro in military aid to Ukraine, its most extensive such package since the Russian invasion began last year. Speaking at a joint news conference with Scholz, Zelensky declared that now is the time for us to determine the end of the war. We can make the aggressor's defeat irreversible already this year. Following a later meeting between Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday, the two announced that France had agreed to train and equip several Ukrainian battalions with dozens of armored vehicles and light tanks. Both leaders also spoke in favor of new sanctions against Russia and further strengthening ties between Ukraine, NATO, and the European Union, with Macron affirming France's desire to help Ukraine continue its path toward the Euro-Atlantic family. Today is day 446 of Russia's war on Ukraine. An object that flew from the direction of Belarus on Friday night has still not been found as of last night, a spokesman for the Polish Territorial Defense Forces told reporters. According to spokesman Major Witold Sura, two units, or about 100 soldiers, were actively engaged in searching for the object, which is most likely an observation balloon, according to the Polish Air Operations Center. Following an unsuccessful day of searching, the soldiers reportedly returned to their barracks Sunday evening, with Major Sura telling the Polish press agency that further decisions on the matter would be made on Monday. Polish tennis star Iga Świątek advanced to the fourth round of the women's singles at the Italian Open tennis tournament in Rome with a straight set win over Lesya Tsurenko of Ukraine yesterday. The Polish world number one defeated the 68th-ranked Ukrainian 6-2, 6-love in the third round on Sunday. Świątek will face off against 21st-ranked Dona Vekic of Croatia tonight at 8:30 p.m. for the chance to advance to the quarterfinals. Magda Linette is also in the running to advance to the quarterfinals in the women's doubles competition after she and partner Markéta Szymkova of the Czech Republic beat the Taiwanese duo of Chan Hao-ching and Letitia Chan in three sets yesterday. The Polish-Czech duo are set to face the top-seeded doubles team Yelena Ostapenko of Latvia and Ludmila Kachinok of Ukraine today at 4 p.m. And a warning for local drivers. Starting today, Gdańsk authorities will introduce temporary changes in traffic and public transportation at the intersection of Cherska, Nipołomicka, and Starogardska streets near the eastern edge of the Wostowice district. As part of the planned changes, traffic will be restricted to one lane only on Nipołomicka Street between the intersections of Ulica Przemian and Ulica Starogardska. Bus lines 175 and N2 in the direction of Siedlce and Grudziądzka will detour through Ulica Przemian instead of their usual route. The Jagiełły and Starogardska bus stops will also not be in service for the duration of the detour, but departure times from other stops will remain the same. Similar changes to the N2 night bus line will come into effect tonight, with traffic and bus changes expected to be in force for the next month. More information and other traffic updates are available on our website at radiogdańsk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be cool and mostly cloudy, with a good chance of rain showers throughout the day and a light breeze coming in from the east. Temperatures will peak at a daytime high of 17 degrees centigrade or 63 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to a low of 11 degrees centigrade or 51 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Sunnier skies and slightly warmer weather are expected tomorrow, with cooler temps expected into Wednesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.